In the name of the triune God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we will continue our services. And for an introduction to this sermon, I'll read from the Acts of the Apostles, the 8th chapter, from the verses 26 through 40. And we hear the words in Jesus' name. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is a desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot. He read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near, and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this: He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shear, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare that his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, and the eunuch him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Amen. This familiar passage from the Word of God tells of this situation in the work of God's kingdom during the time of the early times of the New Testament, when Jesus had left the duties of God's kingdom to his disciples to spread this gospel of God. And this came the situation on Pentecost, the happenings on Pentecost, and there were a lot of people in Jerusalem who had received conscience in their hearts, and they wanted to hear the gospel and follow the kingdom of God, the journey of the kingdom of God. There were many who had repented, and the work of God's kingdom was going forward successfully. And in the light of God's word, we can read about these happenings of the Pentecost, that the believers were even popular among the people at that time. And this happening, which was pictured here, was a situation where believers, they began to persecute the believers because of Christ. And in this situation, even Philip was already left Jerusalem and gone to Samaria when the angel of the Lord gave him this duty to go south on the way from Jerusalem to Azotus, which is in the desert. Through our dear brother, we heard about the Old Testament times, how the work of God's kingdom was guided by the power and the direction of God, and how the believers built the walls of Jerusalem. And during this time, the kingdom of God and its work went forward. But in this portion, in a miraculous way, if we consider despite the opposition that the believers experienced in Jerusalem, how the gospel began to spread to Samaria and Judea in the midst of the pagans then, and is now in our midst, as we have heard already in these services, how the work of God's kingdom has spread to different areas in the world. And at this time, the word of God can be proclaimed very broadly in this world. Of Philip, the word of God still tells us that Philip was one of the seven brothers who were put in a special deaconite, diaconia duty. And in addition to Philip, there was this other, as it says in the Acts of the Apostles, of this Stephen. Who was imprisoned, and then he was stoned to death because of his faith. And these times, in that sense, during the time of Philip, the believers were indeed very trying from a human perspective. But nevertheless, for the sake of their faith, they were willing to do this work and how Philip from this angel received this duty . They instructed him to go on the way of Gaza and there he went, and he was obedient to this to the angel's instructions. This in this portion, still a thought comes to you, dear believers. There might come dear travel friends who have in different phases of life have gone to different places in our homeland, as well as further away abroad to different countries. I would think that we all who are along in this kingdom of God and the work of the kingdom of God, some might be in a very lonely place of watching, far from their homeland. I want to encourage you there that you have a duty to spread this gospel of the kingdom of God, and the power of God would be helping you there too. And you and this by the power of God, the Old Testament believers did the work of God's kingdom, and so in the early times of the New Testament, and as we do today, here wherever one is, in their own place of watching, in our duty in God's kingdom, that we can spread this gospel forward. Philip, when he came to this way of Gaza, he came upon this Ethiopian eunuch, and he was the queen's, Candace's of Ethiopia's, in charge of her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem to worship. He came to Jerusalem to pray, and there he's returning. And according to this narrative in this story, in the light of it, God had guided and prepared this Enoch, that he had needed a need to seek peace for himself and answers to his questions, which were connected to the condition of his undying soul, that what would happen to him after death. And on this journey, he had prayed. And it came out this, that God hears all the prayers of man, and we could think that he prayed to God that God would guide him onto the right way, and God had heard his prayer. And Philip and the eunuch were on the way, same road, and they met each other. And this meeting, dear travel friends, I would think it could there come to mind some situation where you met some unbelieving person, and God through his Spirit brought out this thought that could we, to this friend whoever we have met, ask them about this most precious matter of life, telling what is the most precious matter in my life. These situations certainly probably have been And many times I find myself to be very timid and slow to bring these matters out. But the Word of God emboldens us, even in the way of Philip, to be obedient to this instruction, and we can tell about the joy that we have on this gift that we possess in our hearts, and that we would open this discussion by this with a friend who we have met, and that this gift is not can be owned for their heart, in their heart. When Philip went to this carriage or chariot, the eunuch, and he was reading the book of Isaiah, and he encouraged Philip to go closer to the chariot. I also think that God gave Philip the word and the skill, and how to function in this situation. And then he received encouragement when he heard what the Enoch was reading. Then Philip ran to the chariot and asked him boldly, "You read, but do you understand what you read?" This question, we could think, was chosen very carefully, and God guided Philip's speech and his thoughts. And this man answered honestly, "How can I understand if no one can instruct me?" And so we see that God had prepared this Enoch's heart, and had awakened his conscience. And we could think that he was on this pilgrimage to find peace for himself by praying and by reading the Bible, and also doing his own good works. But now he was in a situation but nevertheless God had awakened his conscience, and he asked Philip to come up into the carriage and sit next to him. And this portion which he read was this: "As a lamb, and like a lamb before his shear, he was led to sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shear, so open not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth." This portion was straight from the prophet Isaiah, when this prophet prophesied a long, long time before this happening here. It was about the coming of the Messiah, who would suffer on behalf of all mankind for their sins, for your sins and mine and the sins of all the world. As it is said, he was, and he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before a shearer, so opened he not his mouth. When this Enoch said to Philip, that can you say who he was speaking of, the prophet, or was it himself or someone else? And he spoke from this portion and began to proclaim the gospel of Jesus. It was the same gospel message that is preached here at these services, that is preached sermon after sermon. And I also would think of in this way, that in this portion, which we have been able to see, has been comforting and encouraging us on this way of heaven. And also those portions in the way of Philip, this grace and this call of the gospel and that this prayer of faith, that our Heavenly Father could be encouraging those who are in unbelief, who are not believing, that they could accept this gospel. Then Philip preached this gospel to the caretaker, and we might remember in this hearing of this word, there, you friend who are not yet believing, you have the possibility to believe from this general sermon, just in the way of this Enoch. You can believe unbelief and all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. And we instruct you to follow us and the Jesus Christ in life and suffering. When you accept this in faith, and great matters will happen, as it happened to the Enoch, that he left from the way of the worldly way to the narrow way of heaven. And when you dare to possess this, when you're able to possess this gift, this gospel, such great matters happen. You are moved from darkness into the light. And the goal is that we reach the glory of heaven. And on this road and on this journey, the Word of God is a support and for us on this journey, that we'll one day reach the destination of eternal life. Then this journey the carriage of the Enoch went forth, then they came to a place where there's water, and then the Enoch said, here's water, what is there to prevent me from being baptized? And Philip said to him, if you believe with all thine heart, it is you may. And that Enoch said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Then Philip asked an important question. especially in a situation that first there is face and then there is baptism. And as Philip taught, which is this Enoch that he asks Enoch, that do you believe? And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Then the sermon of Philip to the eunuch, that he would through the power of God would receive this gift of faith into his heart. And that he would see that the foundation of his faith is Jesus Christ, and he can possess this, and all the sins of his life and unbelief can be forgiven, and he has received peace in his heart. Then Enoch, they got out of the carriage and they went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. Here in this world, there is knowledge that through baptism one can be a child of God, but this portion of God's scripture speaks or makes very clear that first there is faith, then there is baptism, which that we bring our children to this baptism and to this covenant of a clean conscience. And this parable in the Bible here shows this order, grace order. It is important for us to believers, when we have sins have fallen and we have been offensive, we repent and we can become cleansed from our sin, and we are able to put them away. And by putting away our sins, it does not make us a better person, but it makes us free children of God to journey, and we can rejoice of our joy. That we are promised a great resurrection when we will get a great reward when our journey ends. When Philip baptized this Enoch, and when they got out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord brought Philip away, and Enoch didn't see him anymore, but continued happily on his journey. This also shows us how faith accomplishes repentances. And it shows how the Enoch continued his journey in rejoicing. And he was happy because he was able to receive his sins forgiven and began his journey towards heaven. And Now we are still journeying here. Faith brings trust, a trusting outlook, that it pays for us to endeavor and putting sin away. Then it says yet, then Philip came to Azotus, and he went from city to city, all the way down to Caesarea. And this work of God's work, goods of, work of God's kingdom goes on and is evident here when God guided Philip to the next locality. And he traveled from city to city. And this same gospel is proclaimed here at our service celebration here. And you, dear brothers and sisters, can at this moment believe all your sins and doubts and temptations forgiven in Jesus' name and atonement blood unto peace, freedom, and joy. And by this a gospel, we will be able to, we will get power to travel day by day, and we can trust the power of God that He will care for us all our days. That is how many are allotted to each one of us. We can truly have peace of mind and rely on these promises of God's word. And so it is secure to remain traveling. And then for our friends who aren't, and the close ones who aren't believing, that we would be able to pause by them and guide them into God's kingdom through God's word. For myself, I'm at these services, and during this last turn of service, I would like to remain believing. I would like to ask that, can I believe my own sins and temptations and doubts forgiven? I want to believe together with the children of God. In Jesus' name, amen.